I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Hey, good morning, Rich State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05, February the 23rd. Hey, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live on KCNR1460.com. You can join our chat pack the same way. Just get in there. We're also streaming live, I think, on livestream.com. Just go to livestream.com/Free Fire Radio, and you'll get to us, and you can see us, and they've got archives of many of our shows. We do this thanks to Bad Bob, who brings in his expertise to have this happen.
Good morning. And many wires.
Good morning, Bad Bob.
Good morning, sir. Can I take just one second to you know, there are times when I say, you know, the worst thing with this town is that it happens to be in California. But on the way in this morning with the sun still below the horizon, coming in on the 44, passing Turtle Bay, I look over, there's the Eagles out for their morning hunt, and I go, you know, this is a great place to live.
It would even be better if we were just the state of Jefferson. But you're right. California's a beautiful place. Or part of Texas. You know what? Okay, now for the people that are watching on live stream and they say, gosh, you know, Linda's changed the color of her hair, I'm joined today by Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
And Trish is going to join me every other Thursday, and you're going to be with us for the foreseeable future every other Thursday, and I think it's great.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be an absolute great time, especially with this being a very political year. It'll get me, just get the juices flowing, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, if anybody knows where the skeletons are hidden in this county, or this, you know, the Northern California part of this state, in the state of Jefferson up here, it's Trish Clark.
I helped bury a few of them.
I'm not going there. Hey, look, Ira. Hey, today it's going to be a big day. We're going to be, my friends, we're going to be having Liz Cowan's going to call us about 7:15 and talk about the and talk about this constitutional sheriff's meeting up in Siskiyou County at Yreka, and I think that's pretty important. Sheriff John Lopey talking about what powers a sheriff has under the Constitution, and they really have a lot more power than people think.
I think that they don't recognize the absolute law enforcement. I mean, they're the top law enforcement person in the county, and they do have, certainly in times of emergency, they rise right to the top of any incident.
They're the only ones besides the governor that can call up people to serve.
And declare an emergency, and do all of those things without anybody else stepping into.
Also, the feds, if it's not a federal case, have to, you know, the sheriffs can keep the feds off property. And if the feds do not coordinate with them, the sheriffs can arrest them. And I don't think people understand that the sheriff has a tremendous amount of power here in the United States. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, but before we do that, we're going to go talk to Kathy Lathrop Cummings, our Wells Fargo advisor, for our Market Minute. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 11 points at 12,950. The Standard & Poor's 500 Index is negative 1 point at 1356, and the NASDAQ is positive 2 at 2935. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 6 cents at $8.01, and Hewlett-Packard down $1.73 at $27.21. Stocks of local interest, Tri-County's Bank is down a quarter at $16.11, and North Valley Bank is down 17 cents at $10.05. In the bond market, we are finding lowered prices there this morning, which has increased the 30-year Treasury bond yield to 3.16%. Over in the commodity markets, gold is up $5.70 at $17.77. Silver is up 44 cents at 34.77, and crude oil is down 71 cents at 105.57. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kathy. You know, the Wells Fargo Advisors come on every morning at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 in the morning, and then again in the afternoon. They're located out at Park Marina Drive. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about a number of things. But besides the Siskiyou County sheriff having his constitutional talk, we're going to have Sam Onestad, who's running for Congress, is going to be on at 7:30. 8 o'clock, we're going to be talking, veterans issues at 8 o'clock with Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veterans Service Office. But in between, we're going to be talking about, should you be put in jail because you tell a lie? We'll be right back.
I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, or call 722-0635.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebach, Trish Clark is sitting in for Linda today. Linda's got her show tonight. Now, on Linda's show tonight, she's got a physician in that's going to be specializes in women, talking about hormones and other things. You know, about women at certain points in their life have certain types of therapy of hormone. I'm not even sure I should be even touching this.
Lots of different issues that are hormones have play a huge part in a woman's makeup. I mean, just wow.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that you can cover that part. And the other thing is, but to go right along with that, she also has Ted Leidy, an NRA instructor, and they're going to be talking about guns and girls.
Perfect.
So I mean, you know what?
Great mix.
I'm thinking is maybe we shouldn't have Ted Leidy and guns for girls at the same time. You have like maybe a little hormone displacement.
Wow.
Danger.
Makes the mind real.
It's okay. We're going to be talking. Guys, tell all your friends. Tell all your male friends. You better kind of like hook into tonight to On the Spot with Linda Bottas.
So you can see the warning signs with the gal and the girl and the hormones.
That's right. Something's going a little strange. Exactly. You might want to lock up the guns and change the safe combo. Okay, look, we said that we're going to have Liz Bowen is calling in today to talk about the Saturday Sheriff's Conference. And Liz, good morning.
Howdy. Good to be on. Thanks for having me.
Oh. Good morning, Linda.
It's Liz.
Liz.
Liz, I'm sorry. And it's Carl Bott and Trish Clark, and I hope you've been able to hear us over the phone here.
Sure have. Howdy, Carl. Hi, Trish.
Hi.
Hey. Okay, you've got something big going up in Yreka.
Yes, we do. We now have six sheriffs that will be holding a constitutional event. It's a panel of sheriffs, and it's the next step after we had the Defend Rural America event in October 22nd in Yreka, and we had eight sheriffs there and Wyoming attorney Karen Bud Fallon. And it was so well received. Tea Party folks we had about 1,000 people show up for that event, and they were just so impressed with these eight sheriffs. And you can see the YouTubes of these sheriffs on supportruralamerica.com. And 2 months ago, there was at least 30,000 hits had went, people had went and viewed them. Anyway, so we're holding the next step in this, I guess, working with our sheriffs, and we've got six that are able to come. They are Sheriff John Lopey from Siskiyou County will be hosting the event, and we have MoDOT County Mike Poindexter, Lassen County Sheriff Dean Groden, Trinity County Sheriff Bruce Haney, Plumas County Sheriff Greg Hagwood, and all the way from Del Norte County is Dean Wilson's coming over.
Okay, now what are they going to be talking about specifically? I know about the what the sheriff can do under the Constitution.
Correct, and there's lots of questions about that, both from the public and the sheriffs are actually they're learning themselves, but they will stand on the oath of office that they took, and most of these sheriffs are really concerned about public and health safety, and as our economy, especially in the rural areas, gets hit hard for a variety of reasons, they see that the abuse goes up, domestic violence abuse, child abuse, your drug and alcohol abuses, and they just feel like there needs to be an economy locally for their people to be able to be healthy. And we are, I think we're also all seeing more burglaries and other violences.
Well, when you have the realignment, and we're at least down here in Shasta County, I don't know what it's like up there with y'all, but I'm sure it's about the same. We're having a revolving door theory here on how to take care of crime, where we had one guy get arrested once and then got arrested 7 hours again. We had a, and within 7 hours, we had another one that broke into a National Guardsman's van. They caught him. They put him in jail. He came out. He stole another car, and he turns out he was out on his own recognizance for December burglaries. So here's a guy that had police chasing him three different times, taking their time, and he comes in because it's a nonviolent, non-sexual or non-something crimes. They just turn him loose.
There's no room in the jail, and that's been true in Shasta County for a long time.
Yeah.
The only people that are locked up in the Shasta County Jail, or were when I was real familiar with it, and I don't think things have changed, are the people that are standing trial or already been sentenced for really bad stuff. If it's just a drug charge, a burglary, even domestic violence, those kind of things, those people are in one door and out the other, probably back on the street before the police officer or the arresting agent finishes report.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other thing I believe y'all are getting involved in up there too, Liz, is the when you say protecting jobs and all that, is looking at what's happening on this water grab that the Fish and Game Department is looking at with you all up there.
Correct. We're just really disgusted with the over-regulation from a variety of agencies. The newest agency, and it's not that new, we've known it's been coming, but the Regional Water Quality Control Board, which is based in Santa Rosa, and it's under EPA.
By the way, is the most powerful agency in the state of California. They make rules and they are accountable to no one.
Yes, that's the really sad part. And what they're doing right now is that they're holding meetings up here next week, and they had a big one in Redding in December, but it's over a waste discharge waiver or a permit. And they're claiming that our irrigation water is waste and that we're discharging it. And I'm a little too simple for some of their staff people, but every time I see them, I tell them that our irrigation water is not a waste. And it's snow melt, it's clear, it's pure, it gets diverted onto ground, it soaks
and
down
then
into the
ground.
While
it's on your land, though, it picks
Scott
up.
Scott River water system again, and there's nothing wasteful about, you know, it's not waste, and we certainly don't waste it.
But their contention,
the definitions of these words, that's what's
yeah.
So
Liz, their contention is that as it passes across your property, it picks up the waste that you have deposited there, any pesticides, any animals,
anything that has been added to that land, it picks that up and then deposits it, and that's why you're paying that discharge fee and why you're contaminating the water.
Right, and we won't, pay it. We won't get a permit, and we do not believe we need a waiver.
I absolutely concur.
What?
I absolutely concur
with that. It's another way the government's coming in to take it and force you all off your land. That's the bottom line.
Right.
And make money
and
in the process.
And we are very divided up here, just to let you know, in the agriculture community. Our group that started 2 years ago over the DFG permit that they were demanding that we had to have a permit in order to open our head gates or put your little bit of irrigation water into your ditch, we created Scott Valley Protect Our Water. And we said that the permit to do that was illegal, that our water right is a legal right. It is a, and as long as you're not taking more than the allotment that is in your deed, that is your water and it's a property right. And the DFG is still saying that we have to have a permit, and we're saying we don't. Last April 1st, we held a protest on Vice President Mark Baird's property, where he and about 30 other folks went up and turned the water on into their ditch, and he has never been bothered.
Hey, Liz, we've got to take
He even told the game warden, he said, "Come arrest me."
Hey, Liz, we've got to take a break here, and can you hang on until we come back?
Sure.
Okay, great. I want to talk about where and when the meeting is, and so people can attend up there in Wairika this Saturday. Okay, we'll be right back. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. Trish Clark is sitting in as my very, very capable co-host here. We'll be right back.
At North Valley Bank, you get to choose the checking account that best fits your needs. And with our electronic accounts, we're sure you'll be happy with our fee elimination options. For example, if you like electronic banking and would like to eliminate monthly fees, our Express Checking account is the perfect solution. Just sign up for e-statements and direct deposit. Or choose Go Checking. You can avoid the monthly fee when you use your debit card for purchases more than 5 times per statement month. No matter which one you choose, we'll pay you up to $25 when you trade in your debit card and unused checks from your previous bank within 30 to 45 days. That's right. $25. Choose the best account, set up your services, and say goodbye to fees. For more details, stop in, call us at 866-869-MORE, or visit us online at novb.com. North Valley Bank, member FDIC.
This month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase 3, you get 1 free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Curtis Byron of Siskiyou Insurance Services. I could sit here and tell you everything we do, but that's only part of the story. I sell insurance for pretty much everything you can imagine. I'm also your neighbor, and I was raised here. I went to Shasta Elementary, Shasta High, and Shasta College. I can proudly say this is my community and my home, just like you. You see, at Siskiyou Insurance Services, you aren't just dealing with an insurance agent, you're dealing with me, Curtis Byron. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 224-2345.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Time is 7:25 in the morning. It's February the 23rd. What's the weather going to be today, Bob? We haven't even talked about it yet.
Sunny, high near 70, windy. That's pretty much it. You're going to see winds around 20, 25 miles an hour throughout the day today. Very spring-like conditions. Tonight's low will be near 40 degrees. More of the same tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high of 70. The winds will die down. Currently 51 degrees in Reading. And the weather report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, going out there for a great dinner. Great wine, great ambiance, entertainment. It's going to be, you know, just going out just like 12 miles north of Palisadro for just really good food. And as you drive in, you kind of take a look up the hill there and see a beautiful chapel that's being built there on his own property.
This is one of the prettiest places in Northern California, and a great place to just be there and have a conversation. Yep. And meet with friends. And
yeah, they're not pushing you out. They're not like trying to turn a table over there.
No, they're absolutely not. It's just a wonderful addition to Shasta County.
It really is, and we'd like to keep them. We're going to talk about that later too. But our guest right now is Liz Bowen, who is talking about the Siskiyou County Constitutional Sheriff's Meeting that's going to be on Saturday in Yreka. And Liz, where exactly is that going to be? What time?
Okay, it's at the Siskiyou Golden Fairgrounds, which is right in the middle of Yreka, well, the beginning of Yreka. Take exit 773, the first exit into Yreka, and the fairgrounds are right on your right. They're on the east side of the freeway right there. You can see them from the freeway. And the event starts at 2 p.m. with a panel of six sheriffs. The doors will open at noon. We do have quite a few groups that are coming up, want to share information, and we'll have tables. Your Reading Tea Party Patriots will be up there. And we just invite everyone to come up. Admission is free.
Well, you know, you need to talk to the Tea Party people and other people, because on Monday they're having another rally. They're having a rally down here for kind of the same stuff. The county and one of the citizens of the county are locked into a death match here over the use of his own private property to build a chapel and some other things. And it's going to court. But there's going to be a rally on Monday out at Anselmo Vineyards. And it might be something you all need to talk about Saturday, see if some of you come down. If we're going to, I think it was Jefferson, or no, I think it was Franklin that said, if we don't hang together, we shall...
We'll hang separately.
You got it. Thanks, Trish.
Liz, I have a question. Is the Board of Supervisors up there involved with this whole process of bringing these shares together and all that?
No.
Okay.
No, they're not. It's a couple of groups. Scott Valley Protect Our Water and Yreka Tea Party are the main instigators. And we do have the Siskiyou Water Users Association, which is the group that's trying to keep the dams, the hydroelectric dams in the Klamath River. The Greenies and the government want to take them out. So it's mostly just grassroots people, and we've connected with Sheriff Lopey. He actually started coming to our events before he was even elected to our meetings.
And there are no members, how rebellious we were. and there are no members of the Board of Supervisors who are keeping informed or being involved with it?
I don't know. The best way to explain it, I'm sure that they're keeping themselves informed. And Sheriff Lopey held a town hall meeting September 5th at the fairgrounds. We had it just on the lawn, and he was able to get four of the five supervisors to come.
Perfect. Yeah, good.
And so they did participate. Yeah. I believe they are supportive, but they're not organizers, and we're not focusing at this point right now on the Board of Supervisors. We're focusing on the sheriff.
Okay. Hey, Liz, we've got to run. Hey, thank you so much for giving us a call. And
Thank you, appreciate it.
Well, you know what? You need to keep us. You've got our phone number. You've got, you know, how to get a hold of us now. And you got things going on. Please give us a call and send us an email, and we will continue to do that so we can have you on and talk about it.
Thank you. Sure, appreciate it.
You bet. Hope you have a great meeting tomorrow.
It was about 30 degrees this morning. It was pretty frosty up here.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Carl in the bot, Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back. Sam Onestad is supposed to be calling in.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicks off the trading day with the market searching for direction at 10 a.m. Eastern, though the Dow now off by some 38 points. More signs of an improving job market. Weekly jobless claims coming in at 351,000. The number of people filing for first-time benefits was virtually unchanged from the week before. All in all, we've had 6 weeks below 400,000, and the four-week moving average, which smooths out volatility, hit its lowest level in some 4 years. And shares of Sears on the rise despite a $2.4 billion net loss during the fourth quarter. The struggling retail operator is selling off 11 of its stores to General Growth Properties. Separately, though, Sears has decided to spin off its outlet, hometown, and hardware store businesses. The company says it will also reduce the headcount in what it calls a way of unlocking the value of its balance sheet. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
Mike Rowe here, talking with Jim Twitchell, a real-life Ford service technician, about the importance of scheduled maintenance. But really, Jim, everybody knows it's important, right?
Scheduled maintenance is important, and that's what keeps your car running at optimum performance.
The works includes an oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate.
So you're kind of like a car doctor.
Definitely a car doctor.
I see.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating California Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 3/31/12.
Play all your favorite table games right now at Wind River Casino, where locals play. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single deck blackjack hand-pitched more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, Emperor's Challenge, Pi-Gal poker, Texas Shootout, Pi-Gal, and Lucky Ladies bonuses. A cut above the rest with you, the player, in mind. Offering the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Play in our weekly $1,500 guaranteed 21 tournament, Thursdays at 6 o'clock. Prize pool based on 40 participants. The bigger the crowd, the bigger the payouts. Indulge and party in the pit on February 24th and 25th for Buck Bet Weekend. $1 minimum bet. Yes, that's right, $1 minimum bet. All games, all tables, all day in the 21 pit on Friday, February 24th and Saturday, February 25th. No one else in town offers this. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. For details, log on to WinRiver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
When you're low on finances, the last thing you need is a collision repair bill. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Unfortunately, the truth is, a vehicle collision never occurs at a convenient time. It surprises many people to learn that there may be expenses not fully covered by insurance. Vehicle parts that are worn, such as tires, batteries, and the paint job, may be depreciated. In other words, the insurance company will pay only a portion of the repair, and the vehicle owner will have to come up with the balance. Then there is the expense of the rental car and an unexpected deductible. Coachmaster can help. We have made arrangements with a national credit company for a 6-month no-interest loan to help when unexpected expenses occur. Stop by for complete details. Credit is often established with a simple phone call. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:35 in the morning, February the 23rd. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR 1460, and you can join the chat pack that way, as many of you have. Good morning, chat pack, Angel and John and Indy and Phil and several others. If you have a, if you want to take a look at what happens in the studio, you can just go to KCN, you can go to livestream.com/Free Fire Radio, and you can see us live here in the studio as we go out over the video stream. And when
you
look
can
here,
see that the gal sitting next to him is not blonde.
That's right.
As soon as you jump in there, I was just looking at the stark contrast because I see that before, and I go, wow, they're all going, oh, my gosh.
It's Trish Clark who is here, and Trish is going to be our co-host on Thursdays, every other Thursday, especially during this whole election season, because in her experiences as a Shasta County supervisor and being in this area for so long and being so plugged into the politics, is that it's like having my own it's like having my own computer source right here that I just don't have to type into. She's
well, there you go. And what I don't know, I'll just make up.
Well, politician comes right out, doesn't it?
That works.
Okay, now this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Coffee specials of this month, coffee truffle mocha and white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces for $3. I can't say enough about Espresso Joe's and the people down there, and Joe and Shelley, who run and who own Tobacco and Brew. They have supported this community in so many different ways for over 30 years. Discounts for veterans, community events, a community room that they just let people use for their meetings. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know what? They will meet or beat any price for tobacco in this town. You just got to go down and talk to them. And you just tell them you heard it on Free Fire Radio, and they'll just wave and cheer and do all that. You know, you can mention my name, and I'm not sure if anything happens. You mention Linda's name, they all get real happy.
Absolutely.
Okay. Hey, our guest here now on the line is Senator Sam Onestad. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, folks.
Good morning, Senator.
It's been good to hear your voice.
Nice to hear from you again. It's been a while.
Yes, it has.
So, Senator, you've thrown your hat in the ring for a shot at Congress.
I have. You know, after a lot of careful deliberation, I didn't want to make an emotional decision. So when I found out that Wally Herger was not going to run again, the newly formed 1st Congressional District is an open seat, and it's my old Senate seat and my old Assembly seat combined into one district. I already know a lot of the people. We did some surveying and found out that there's still pretty high name recognition, and that with a well-run campaign, we can be successful. And so the chance to keep representing the people in this form is very appealing to me.
Senator, you termed out
out of the Senate, yes.
Out of the Senate, and you made a run at Lieutenant Governor. And yes. What have you been doing since that?
Well, I just went back and became Private Citizen Joe again. I went back to Grass Valley, my home, and re-established my surgery practice. And I was working full-time as an oral surgeon this last year in my own office. And putting in a lot of hours, and a young man came along who wanted to join me. And so we worked out a deal where he is now the owner and the boss, and I just work for him, a couple days a month at whatever the schedule is that we agree to. And it's the best of both worlds, so it freed me up to be able to make a decision like running for Congress.
Is it actually, Mr. Onestad, you were continued your practice all the time you were in office, did you not?
Yeah, I had sold my practice, and then when we'd have a Friday off once or twice a month, I'd go and do surgery, and all those years I was in the Senate, other guys would go out and go golfing, and or whatever, but you know, I went to the surgery office, took care of patients, and covered call in our small community where we don't have a lot of coverage, so it worked out for very well for everybody, and I kept my hand in it. So when it was time to go back full-time and start earning my living that way, it was a natural thing to do.
Okay. Hey, Senator, we've got to take a quick break here. I hope you can stay with us for the rest of till at least to the top of the hour. And we have people on the line. We've got people in the chat room with all types of questions. And as soon as we come back from our break, we're going to start with that. So people on the phones, hang on. And people in the chat room are going to get to your questions as soon as we come back from these messages. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio.
Website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Joe, what's new at Adamson's Peak Performance?
Wow, Linda, how much time do you have? We recently launched the Skinny Jeans Challenge, a women's small group personal training program now in its sixth week. Some of the women have dropped a full jean size just in the first month. That program inspired us to launch a similar program using the personal training model. We're calling it the New Body 180 because you're going to look and feel like you have a new body as you make a 180-degree change of direction in your health and fitness. The New Body 180 is a complete program. Just follow the exercise and nutrition guidelines laid out for you by your personal trainer, and you can radically reshape your body in just 4 months.
Well, who is the ideal person for this program?
Someone who feels frustrated. We'll give them a fresh start and a strategy that works.
Now, how do our listeners find out more?
Hey, just call Steve at Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006. We offer free consultations. You can also go to our website at adamsonspeakperformance.com.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
Call 527-1000 or go online to redbluffroundup.com.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, but I've got a great co-host. Trish Clark is here, former supervisor, knows everything about politics in the state of Jefferson and anything. You know, she can't explain Sacramento to me, though.
Nobody can explain Sacramento.
Maybe Senator Donnestead, who's our guest, could explain it to us.
I doubt it.
I don't know. Sam, can you explain Sacramento?
It's called chaos.
Yeah. Well, why would you want to go back? Why would you want to go back to D.C. when there's only less than 10% of the people in the United States even like the people back in D.C.?
Well, I think it's an exciting time for somebody in the Republican Party. Not only are we going to hold the House of Representatives, But the polling shows that we have a very good chance of taking the Senate. And, of course, you know, the White House is up for grabs this year. This administration that we have right now has been on a leftward tilt for the last several years, and I think has destroyed so many of the values that made this nation great. We need to correct that, and I'd love to be part of the crew that goes in there and says this is the direction that we need. We need to get back to individual liberty and freedom and an economy built on the private enterprise system and get government out of the way. And I think it's going to be very exciting because what this Congress does in the next two or three years is going to determine the course of this nation regarding health care and the economy, jobs, et cetera, for the next 30 or 40 years. It's going to affect our grandkids, and I want to have something to say about that.
Okay, well, let's go to the phones here. Charles, thanks for waiting. Hello, Charles.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, speak up because the senator can hear you over our phone lines here.
A few years ago, Senator, you were interviewed on an afternoon show down south on KFI called the Sean and Ken Show. You were talking about Christie's bill at the time, and I was listening to the audio stream at the time.
Yes.
And when the two hosts, John Covell and Ken Champeau, decided to make some derisive comments about the people up here, saying that, you know, we were not sophisticated enough to have helicopters, etc., it sounded like you were kind of laughing with them at the time, and I wonder if you have any explanation for that, and I'll take my answer on the air. Thank you.
Thanks, Charles.
Sure. I was on the John and Ken show, but we were not talking about Christie's Law, which occurred, oh gosh, 4 or 5 years before that, so I'm not aware of any conversation I had with them regarding Christie's Law, which, of course, was the law that where we tried to get a little tougher for police to chase bad people in populated areas. You know, a lot of people die, innocent people die on those police chases. California, one a week. Across the nation, one a day. A lot of the police departments over the years in California have adopted major portions of what that law would have been. It never passed. But right now, the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department, the Orange County Sheriff's Department down south, have adopted as their policy a lot of those provisions, and a lot of lives are being saved, and they're still catching the bad guys. But certainly to say that I would disparage anybody in the North State, that doesn't ring true. I am from the North State, and I don't see how anybody could make that conclusion.
Okay, Senator. What's the question in from the chat room? What's the difference between you and Doug LaMalfa? The major difference, you would say?
I'd say the major difference is some experience, maturity. I have spent 12 years in the legislature. I fulfilled my commitment to the people when I said I was going to run in the Senate and represent the people. I filled out those terms until I was termed out, and then it was time for somebody else to take over the job, and that's what Doug did. He's only been in the Senate 1 year, and still isn't all that familiar with the issues and all of the people and all of the parameters of all of the water and ag and resource issues of the North State. And, you know, he did say he was going to run for the Senate and go to Sacramento and represent us. I hope he turns out to be a great senator there. And, you know, the one thing I can promise everybody out there, I am 65 years old. I will not be in Congress for 25 years. So I kind of believe that the opportunity for an experienced younger man in about 6 or 8 years will make itself known, and And so I'd say that's the main difference between Doug and me is I've got the experience and a little maturity on my side.
Sam, how do you feel about the fact that it's perceived that Congressman Herger has pre-picked his heir apparent?
Well, he had. Doug had all his campaign signs and everything printed up when Wally made his retirement announcement. That's Wally's right. He has the right to endorse whomever he wants and do it in any form that he wants. Wally's a good guy, and I don't think there was any malice or anything. It's just that he made a pick. He never did call me, I can excuse that. The fact of the matter is, though, the more I thought about it, I don't think that any one person should pick a successor. I think the people should pick their successor, and so I'm going to give the people another choice, and on the primary ballot in June, the people will have a chance to see who fills the people's seat, because it isn't my seat or Doug's seat or Wally's seat, it is the people's seat, and that's the way democracy works, and I think we'll have a stronger race and a stronger debate the more good candidates we have.
I have to concur with your one statement, because it appears from Washington, D.C. to Sacramento to right down to the county level, there seems to be among the establishment parties, the establishment Republicans, specifically at this time, that they make the decisions about who's going to fill these seats and even kind of say that to the candidates and lead. I mean, it acts like they make the choices and the people have very little to do with it.
Well, not this time. We're going to give the people a choice. I'm going to run a good campaign, a positive campaign, a hard campaign. I'm in Reading today as we go making our rounds. Was in Lassen County and Placer County last week, and I will be campaigning until June, and then the people will decide, and I'll be happy with whatever the people decide.
Okay, we've got to take a quick break here, Senator. Can you hang on for a couple minutes, and we'll come back and finish out this segment? All right. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. We have Trish Clark here as our very, very capable co-host. It is 7:52 in the morning, 51 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. We'll be right back.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, or call 722-0635.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. Hope your tanks are full and your heaters are on. With all the snow, we're very busy delivering. The heater technicians are swamped, but we're still installing heaters every day. If you'd like to come by to the plant, we have a lot of Toyo Tommy and Monitor heaters on display. We'd love to show you how we can save you money and stay warm. Northern Lights Energy. For all those portable heaters, we sell Clear Pearl in your container or ours. We are now selling DEF, urea fluid, for all the new diesel vehicles and big rigs, 2.5 gallons or 55-gallon containers. Remember, with all the bad weather and the road closures, be patient. We have some of the best drivers in the business, and we will get there. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and in Reading, open on Saturdays. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta spring water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta spring water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta spring water, naturally the best.
Buongiorno, how are you? This is Luigi Bianco. It's time for the Festa again.
Now, I'm Kathleen. Hey, don't miss the 33rd annual Festa Italiana, March 10. We're going to have Dan St. Paul as this year's comedian, and there will be dancing to Lou White and the band.
That's right, I'll be there. Good food, good company, and that Dago red wine. No, you don't have to be Italian to come to this thing. You don't even have to know where Italy is on the map. Just come and have a good time. You have to be over 21.
For tickets, give me a call. That's Kathleen White, 359-2078.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 7:55 in the morning. Carl on the bot. Linda's on assignment, but I have Trish Clark here, who is the epitome of politics.
Thursday morning host.
Thursday morning, every other Thursday morning. Here comes Trish. Yeah. Our guest is Senator Sam Onestad, who is running for the congressional seat that Wally Herger has held for so many years. Trish, you had a question here.
Right at this time, Sam, we've got a lot of issues going on in Siskiyou County with their water issues, and in Shasta County here we have a huge private property issue with the owner of the new winery up in Inwood. Are you familiar with all that?
Not real familiar, no.
Well, we're looking at private property rights and issues that allow a person to, within the climate that's created, to create things that make money in Shasta County, and why our bureaucracy seems to fight them at every step of the way. We've got the rally coming.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, we've got the rally coming up in Siskiyou County with the sheriffs, but we've also got a rally coming up at Anselmo's Vineyards on Monday. Are you still going to be around in the North State then?
Monday, I am in Washington, D.C.
You know, one of the things that we have, and it really is big up here, Senator, is the perceived grab of water in Siskiyou County by the state of California. Are you familiar with that one?
It's not perceived. It is a grab of water by the state of California. I absolutely disagree with anything that's taxpayer funded to that purpose. Private, as Trish said just a minute ago, private property rights are the basis of the economic freedom of America, starting with a person's right to own their own property and their own home, and then make decisions based on what's best for their family in that regard. And government has gone way overboard in over-regulating and now even taking through eminent domain and through water rights a very slow, insidious process of taking away those private property rights, which I think our entire economy and a lot of the values of our Constitution are built on. And so that's one of the reasons I want to go to Washington, is to limit government, to turn the rocks over and expose all of these bureaucrats and show where they're being unconstitutional, and join a group of people who are dedicated to making this country turn a little bit back to the values that made this nation so strong.
Sam, one of the comments in here, or one of the questions, is where do you stand on the dam removals, which has, you know, I think it's tied in up there to that water question.
About 3-4 years ago, my feeling, and I wrote a letter to I think it was the Siskiyou newspaper up there, basically saying whoever the property owner is, they have a right to decide to do with their property what they want to do. Now I understand, and everybody assumed that was PacifiCorps, but now I understand there's a challenge that maybe PacifiCorps does not own those dams, and that maybe somehow some government agency, whether it's state or federal, is actually the owner. And so my position right now is, whoever the private property owner is, They can make that decision, but I do not want taxpayer money going to mitigate the removal of those dams. We need that electricity. Hydroelectric power is the cheapest, most efficient, time-honored way of generating cheap electricity, and we need them, and I cannot see voting to spend taxpayer dollars to change that.
Okay. Hey, Senator, we've run out of time. We really appreciate you calling in and being with us today. We'd love to have you next time you come rolling through here is to have you on the show for an hour and sit here and talk with us and our audience.
Well, I appreciate your interest. Good hearing you both.
All right. Thank you so much, Senator. Carl and DeBott, we got to take a quick break here for the news. When we're coming back, we're going to be talking veterans issues and a number of other things.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Seven U.S. Marines are dead, killed in midair when helicopters collided near Yuma, Arizona. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz has the details live at the White House.
The military trains to save lives in combat, but sometimes the training itself turns deadly, and that appears to be what happened in Arizona last night. Two Marine helicopters, a Cobra and a Huey, collided, and all seven Marines on board were killed.
They were conducting routine training. It occurred around 8 o'clock last night.
Air Wing spokesperson First Lieutenant Maureen Dooley telling Fox News Radio the Marines are from Camp Pendleton. The remote training site they were flying over is used to train Marines before they deploy to Afghanistan. It's in Yuma, Arizona. The terrain is said to be very similar. No word yet on what caused the collision. Dave?
Mike, in Afghanistan, protests, including gunfire, on the third day of anti-American demonstrations over Quran burnings, and two U.S. troops are dead. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither has more live at our Middle East Bureau.
Dave, Afghans still violently protesting outside bases around the country. Five killed today, demonstrators reportedly shot by police. Meanwhile, a man in an Afghan uniform turning on American troops in the east of the country, killing two. It happened during a riot over the Quran burnings. Afghan President Hamid Karzai accusing the U.S. of ignorantly burning that religious material. President Obama penning a letter of apology to him, Dave.
Emily, in Iraq, Al-Qaeda is being blamed for a wave of bombings and shootings across the country today, leaving at least 50 dead. The morning after Republicans attacked each other in another debate, Mitt Romney's out campaigning in Arizona, attacking President Obama,
whose policies have, in almost every single circumstance, been the opposite of what was needed to turn this economy around.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 48 points as unemployment held steady last week. First-time jobless claims 351,000 again. The four-week average fell to a near four-year low. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just have a website, no. AdvanceAutoParts.com is an online parts palace. Stocked with so many quality parts and detailed product info, you'll want to leap through your screen. For safety's sake, just stick to clicking, man. And right now at AdvanceAutoParts.com, save 15% off replacement parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See AdvanceAutoParts.com for details.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
With gas getting more expensive just about every day, it could be a big 2012 campaign issue. So President Obama is now en route to Florida, where he'll speak out about the rising prices at the University of Miami.
Gas is up another 3 cents a gallon on average, says AAA, and you're paying around $3.61 for regular. That's making it a bit more expensive for some UMiami commuter students to drive to class.
Pricey.
I'm not sure exactly what his plan is, because gas prices are not consistent.
Invest in a new hybrid vehicle?
Now, the president is expected to discuss the matter here after getting a demonstration of fuel efficiency technology at the engineering department. At the University of Miami, Evan Brown, Fox News Radio.
A fire swept through a duplex at a home in South Plainfield, New Jersey, early this morning. There are multiple deaths, as many as five, some reports say children were among those killed. The grandmother and stepmother of a dead 9-year-old Alabama girl facing murder charges, accused of forcing her to run outside their home nonstop for hours late last week. for punishment for lying about eating a candy bar. The girl had a seizure and died. Neighbors are shocked.
Well, in this community right here, it's a real shocking. I mean, there's more ways of punishing a kid than, you know, make them sit in time out.
In Hollywood, they're getting ready for the Oscars Sunday night. And who's up for Best Actress?
Of the five women nominated, two are getting the most buzz. Meryl Streep for The Iron Lady.
With all due respect, sir, I have done battle every single day of my life.
And Viola Davis for The Help.
Truck ran over him, crushed his lung. That white foreman threw his body on back of a truck. Dove to the colored hospital, dumped him there, and honked a horn.
Rounding out the nominees, newcomer Rooney Mara for The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, Glenn Close for Albert Nobbs, and Michelle Williams for her role in My Week with Marilyn, where she played Marilyn Monroe. In Los Angeles, Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
And again, the Oscars are Sunday night. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:05 on Thursday, February the 23rd. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop on to the internet right there and join our chat pack, as many of you have, and welcome to the new people that are here. I hope you like it, and I hope you want to stay. But if you want to see what we look like, which is scary for me, but it really is good for my co-host today, Trish Clark, and for my bride, Linda, who's on assignment today, but she's got her show tonight, On the Spot with Linda Bott. And as we've said, tonight she's going to be talking with this well-known physician about hormones and women, but also she's going to be talking to Ted Leidy, NRA instructor, and my partner when we're teaching advanced pistol about girls and guns. So, you know what? Guys, you better listen tonight, because if they're having a problem with one, you don't want them to have problems with the other. Okay.
Well, does that
make sense?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Hormones and guns are probably a volatile issue at best.
You know, I'm probably such deep, you know, doo-doo at this point with my comments. There is no escape. You know what? And the only thing I can do is stop digging. So the way I'm going to stop digging is to go to Kathy Lathrop Cummings from our Wells Fargo advisor for our market minute. Kathy,
good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading positive 44 points at 12,983. The S&P 500 is positive 2 at 1360, and the NASDAQ is positive 16 at 2949. Active stocks today include J.P. Morgan Chase down 31 cents at $37.76, and Sprint Nextel up 8 cents at $2.31. Stocks of local interest, Pacific Gas Electric is down 11 cents at $41.80, and XO Group is up 3 cents at $9.24. Turning to the bond market, we're finding lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield up to 2.02%. In the commodity markets, gold is up $10.80 at $1,782.10, silver is up 77 cents at $35.10, and crude oil is down 46 cents at $105.82. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, Kathy, thank you so much. You know, this is the our Wells Fargo Advisors, and they're here on Monday through Friday from at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning, and again in the afternoon. They give us our market minute. They're located out on Park Marina Drive. Not down at the regular Wells Fargo bank, but out there on Park Marina Drive. And they've got some great things, some great people out there. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, our guest is Bob Dunlap, who is the head of the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. And Trish right now and he are poking each other in the eye, figuring out who he works for. And we're going to talk about that, too, when we come back. It's just a small part of it. But you know, on the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and the Board of Supervisors, they obviously had a great choice here with Bob. But we want to talk about that. We want to talk about what the county is doing to help our veterans also, what's going on, the latest with the home. The veterans home. We want to talk about other programs that are going on with the veterans and a lot of different things that are going on with the veterans also. We also want to bring up and remember the fact that Reading National Guard left yesterday heading for Afghanistan. and 200 of our brothers and sisters and sons and daughters are on their way over to combat. We want to talk about that. We want to remember that. We'll be right back. Conservative author, columnist, TV and radio personality Ann Coulter is coming to town March 23rd to Anselmo Vineyards. That's right, join Ann and hear her own irreverent take on politics, D.C., the election, and of course, liberals. Tickets for this event and book signing are limited to only 200 people. A dinner afterward with Ann Coulter is also available. For more information, call Anselmo Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or check their website, AnselmoVineyards.com. March 23rd, Ann Coulter is coming to town.
I'm Curtis Byron of Siskiyou Insurance Services. I could sit here and tell you everything we do, but that's only part of the story. I sell insurance for pretty much everything you can imagine. I'm also your neighbor, and I was raised here. I went to Shasta Elementary, Shasta High, and Shasta College. I can proudly say this is my community and my home, just like you. You see, at Siskiyou Insurance Services, you aren't just dealing with an insurance agent, you're dealing with me, Curtis Byron. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 224-2345.
Ah yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, but I've got Trish Clark here. Trish is going to be with us every other Thursday throughout the whole election cycle, at least. And maybe longer.
And looking forward to it.
You know what? If you go to the video, my friends, go to livestream.com/freefireradio, because you need to look at Trish when she starts asking questions to politicians. The whole demeanor in the room changes. You know, it's like, you know, the eyes narrow. You're going, you know, when you say that, you know what? What about this? That kind of thing. I can't wait. You know, we're going to have to make sure we have the heavy hitters coming through here on Thursdays so that Trish can ask them questions.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be an interesting
time.
It's
going to be great.
We need to make some changes.
We do. There has to be changes. If we don't make some changes in this country, we are going to be, if we can't make some changes in this country, I guess we deserve what's going
to
happen.
We're
going
to have to live with the changes we've
That's
already
right.
got.
Okay, hey, this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by, and speaking of good things in the country, it's R&B Sharpening. They've been around since November 20th, 1985, Judy and Bob, and they will sharpen anything that you have. That's right, saws, knives, router bits, your garden equipment, chainsaws. They will even make bandsaw blades. They'll make it to your order while you wait. Give them a call at 530-365-1479, or go down to 6915 Eastside Road in Anderson. Drop by and see them. Now, they sharpen it all. They sharpen everything, and now it's getting ready to be gardening season. And tell you what, having sharp tools there will make your life a lot easier. And take down those knives, take everything down there. But, and as Linda said, what a great present just for somebody in your family is to get all the knives sharpened. Because it just makes it, you know, it's a lot safer when you're using sharp knives.
But when you do that, you want to be absolutely sure that you let everybody know that you did that.
That's right, because otherwise, otherwise they pick it up and go, oh my gosh. Because
it's
they do
really
such
bad when you've been using a dull knife and then somebody sharpens it without telling you.
And they do it so well there that, you know what, this could be dangerous. Speaking of dangerous, it's you know, we ought to be playing what's that song, Off the Carrier there from
I just
Top
did,
Gun?
Carl.
Oh, that's where I heard it. Bob Dunlap is here. Speaking of a dangerous man.
Whoa, are you ready for this morning, John?
Hey, okay, now, Bob.
Bob.
What did you say, Bob? Did you say? Anyway, Bob is the head of the Shasta County Veterans Service Office and follows in a line of great guys that care about our veterans and about what's happening to our veterans. Yep. I want to thank you out loud for that, Bob.
Well, thank you, Carl. And good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Bob.
Always good to be here. Thanks for having me back. We appreciate the time to talk about veterans issues, and there's a lot on the plate today to talk about. And
well, let's go for it.
All right. Hey, you know, the biggest thing I think that I want to talk about was last Friday's event at Parsons Junior High School. What a wonderful event, and what a wonderful way to honor our veterans, and the school, the staff, and the students came together and not only talked about the history of our country from the Revolutionary War right up through present day. They honored the veterans from World War II, from Korea, from Vietnam, the Persian Gulf War, OEF, OIF. And I'll tell you, it was very eye-watering to watch the veterans go up there and receive their red roses and personal letters from the students and be honored in such a way. A great job, wonderful, big thank you to the staff and students of Parsons Junior High School.
And that's just one of the very best things we can do. The future, we've just got to re-educate those kids about what this country is, and bringing our veterans in is certainly the very best way to do that.
I agree. And we need to show them at a young age that it is honorable to serve your country and that our citizens do care about your service and they honor that service. It was just a very memorable, wonderful place to be on that last Friday morning. A couple of other things going on. We can talk about the veterans' home. And I just can't reiterate enough the wonderful facility that the state of California and the USVA has built out there. I was out there 2 weeks ago, did a walkthrough. The home is essentially complete. We're waiting for some final inspections, but as far as the construction, it's essentially complete. It is a wonderful, first-class, gold standard facility. And it's sitting vacant right now because of financial problems.
And it'd be a shame to leave it vacant for any length of time because you're going to get into all kinds of issues that are going to end up costing a lot of money.
Well, they keep the lights on all the time out there. From what I, you know, somebody's called in and told me that. And the thing is, you're going to have to put guards on it.
There are guards on it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the guards have to stay there because people will move in and they will strip it of all the neat stuff that's in there.
That's right. We have a staff that is caretaking for the facility right now, and it's essentially ready to go once the inspections are done. And even if we were to receive the money today, it would take about 6 months of spool-up time to get the staff certified, to get them up to speed, and then they'll start opening small units one at a time, and it's going to be a couple-year process before we can get the thing fully staffed and operational.
But that's if we had the money and we started right now.
If we have the now. There's some folks that are optimistic that we can still get back on track for a January 2013 opening.
Great.
And
What do you think?
We got a couple of months to see what the May revise is going to do on the budget, and if that happens, then we're locked and loaded, ready to start putting folks over there.
What do you think? I mean, you follow this really closely, and you're involved in all this. What do you think? You think they're going to do it?
What I don't follow is politics. I'm not a political guy. I'm apolitical, but I trust some of our veteran colleagues that have the expertise there. Senator Maurice Johannesson is one of those, and I trust that he understands the political process. He is pretty sure that we're going to be back on track.
And you know what? So, Mojo has always been very positive that it's going to be put back into the budget.
Well, you need to remind the people out there that the squeaky wheel gets oil. And this is one of those issues where the population can truly make a difference. Those letters, the emails, showing up at the rally, showing up in Sacramento when Mojo puts out a call for people, the more of you that get involved and show up and voice your opinion to the legislature down there and to the governor, these are the times you can make a difference.
Well, we obviously, when the general came by, the heads up the VA, and by the way, if I may say this, I was really underimpressed by this gen. I mean, I really was. I mean, he stood up there. He didn't say anything. You know, they had people talking for him. This is the one that wrote the letter to all the veterans up here and said, suck it up. That's just the way it is. And frankly, watching him and his deputy, the brigadier general, lady, and I thought to myself, well, what's it going to take for you two to stand up and act like leaders and walk into the governor's office and say, look, it's like this. You can come up with the pittance to open these two homes up. And if you don't, we're resigning. We're going to march out and we're going to talk to the news media that you are holding the veterans hostage. But I do not see that strength of purpose in either one of those people. You don't really have to comment, Bob, because I don't want to get you in the middle of this, but I saw that.
Well, that's essentially what the letter said, is that, if we open the home up on time, we're going to have to take money from somebody else, and you wouldn't want us to take money from somebody else now, would you? So that's essentially the flavor of the letter. I won't
comment. Almost can understand
that.
Fragging. Well, I didn't say that.
No.
When I say fragging, I mean in a sense of removing this man from his job because he stood there and looked at everybody there that was asking him for their assistance. And you know what they said? Why don't you organize yourselves and go down there? Why don't you all organize, because you can do it. You can organize and go down there and stand there on the Capitol steps and say, we want these opened. And I'm thinking about that, and I thought, it's a good idea. Maybe we should do that. Maybe we should have the veterans from all over the state converge on one day and just close down Sacramento as they come up and say, open the veterans home. Stop taking advantage of us. Stop taking us for granted. Maybe we should do that. But you need a leader someplace, you know, that has the voice. That general has the voice. He has the bully pulpit. Does he going to do it?
Yeah, when the people congregate down there, they need to be behind somebody, supporting them, pushing them through the door to make the difference. Right now, we don't have, it appears, the leader that's willing to go to the mat for them.
Yeah, I agree. We sent some very clear messages to him at the town hall meeting, and I saw him nearly every day of the following week down in San Diego at our Veteran Service Officer Convention. And what I clearly asked him to do is take that mail back to the governor and let him know he should not underestimate the resolve of the citizens of Shasta County, not just the veterans, but the citizens who want this home. And this is not just veterans helping veterans. This is our community saying we need this home. The home is there. Let's put our residents in there. And it's not just Shasta County. Fresno County is in the same predicament. They are very resolved to get their home open on time as well. So it's not just Shasta County saying we want our home. You know, it's both areas.
Okay, I've got to take a break here. But, you know, frankly, Bob, you know, I'm glad you said that. You know, I'm up here from my pulpit saying I saw these things, and they just bother me. But if that man and that woman aren't brave enough to stand up for us, then they shouldn't be there. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
At North Valley Bank, you get to choose the checking account that best fits your needs. And with our electronic accounts, we're sure you'll be happy with our fee elimination options. For example, if you like electronic banking and would like to eliminate monthly fees, our Express checking account is the perfect solution. Just sign up for e-statements and direct deposit. Or choose Go Checking. You can avoid the monthly fee when you use your debit card for purchases more than 5 times per statement month. No matter which one you choose, we'll pay you up to $25 when you trade in your debit card and unused checks from your previous bank within 30 to 45 days. That's right, $25. Choose the best account, set up your services, and say goodbye to fees. For more details, stop in, call us at 866-869-MORE, or visit us online at novb.com. North Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Bob Wagner of Wagner Electric. How long have you been coming in with your vehicles?
I'm going to say in the least the last 8 years, if not longer.
Ah, we've been in business 18 years. How long has Wagner Electric been around?
We've only been around for 46 years.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to Cars?
Most definitely. I've referred my son, and I refer my other relatives to Cars, and also friends that when they need mechanical work done, that they can go there because they're going to get treated correctly.
Have you ever used our concierge service?
Saved a lot of hassle and headache by you guys being able to pick it up and deliver it, and I didn't have to mess with anything, and I could still do what I need to be doing.
What do you think is our hallmark?
Honesty.
Well, thank you so much for being a customer.
As soon as we need something done, we'll be giving you a call.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Experience Sarabella Home, the place for all your home and garden decor. From the moment you enter, you'll see amazing treasures and unique gifts for any and all budgets. Sarabella Home also features local artisans with one-of-a-kind items. They also offer fresh floral services for weddings and special events. With over 11 years of floral experience, Sarabella Home, 605-0708 in the Mistletoe Plaza just down from Carmona's. Sarabella Home, let our home inspire yours.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I just heard something that just really torqued my jaws, too, but I can't talk about it. I will later at some point, but I will talk about that, what I just heard, because it's just indicative of what the problems in Sacramento are and why we should be the state of Jefferson. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I'd like to send Jeff Wurst down to Sacramento and have him fix the chips and the cracks that are in the Assembly and the Senate. I want him to go in and put them into a hermetically sealed area and then put all that stuff he puts on to close their crack, you know, of their mouth that comes, stuff's coming out. Jeff Wurst, we should get together and send you down there and repair the cracks down in Sacramento. Jeff Wurst, before he does that, he can fix your windshield, though. Jeff can do chips in your windshield and cracks up to 24 inches, which would cover most of the mouths of the Senate down there, but maybe not. He's down at 3208 South Market Street. And give him a call at 241-8373. Jeff's a great guy. He guarantees his work. It lasts. And if you've got any questions, give him a call again at 241-8373. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. All right, our guest is Bob Dunlap. Bob, you shouldn't get. You,
and
this
wouldn't
is just
everyone
wrong,
love to know what we talked about at that break?
Just you just don't even. You know what? On Thursdays it's tough anyway, because I come in here early and I amp up on caffeine. I can't wait till they. Boy. I cannot wait till they give us that kind you can just snort to snort the caffeine, because then you're going to be seeing me on the TV on the video feed going like this, and then you're going to hear me go. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Anyway, but another thing that happens is Trish Clark is here. That doesn't help either, because she gets me going.
All right.
Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
Linda's on assignment. Yeah. Trish is here.
And this is great. We're talking with the Veterans Service Officer here in Chester County. And I want to throw just a comment in. You know, this whole thing with the veterans in Northern California is an ongoing thing. I got involved in it 25 years ago because we are absolutely, totally underserved in the North State. We have a higher population of veterans than most areas of the state. We've been underserved. This community as a whole, they're underestimating us again, because when we decide we want something up here, we generally get it, because the community really gets behind our veterans. But I really am getting tired of the same game. Why do we have to continue to all get in a flock to go down there and make them understand that Shasta County, Redding, you know, this whole area is an important part of their state. We are one of the most important parts. We've got all our damn water, their water. Did I say that on the air?
You can say damn.
Oh, good.
You can't.
But,
you can say if it's made out of concrete.
That's right.
You
can't use
exactly hyphenated. Because we're talking about water and holding it behind. But we, you know, really, we're an important part of the state, and they don't want to recognize that in Sacramento ever. Do you still feel that, right, Bob?
I still feel that. You bet.
Okay, now that we've, Bob.
There was an article in the SF paper about the state of Jefferson, and the comments from the readers of the Chronicle were just amazing. I think the nicest thing that was said is that they regarded it as a bunch of welfare-drawing meth heads living in single wides. And it was like, you have no clue, do you?
No.
Well, you know, it's probably because the studs in their tongues had something to do with brain freeze, so... The ones that from San Francisco. But that's just a thought. All right, Bob, we've got a couple of minutes left. What else? What kind of good news have we got here?
Well, let me do one more bad news item.
Okay,
and then we'll
one
get
more
to the good
bad news.
There's plenty of good news, really, there is. Okay. We had talked several times about the backlog of claims in the VA and how long it takes to get a claim through the VA.
We hit on that one.
Well, and so I just want to give an update of where the numbers are. As of last week, the numbers had climbed up to 895,000 claims backlogged in the U.S. 590,000 of those claims are over 125 days. Now, that means they've been sitting for several months before they've been able to get looked at. This is United States-wide. The most backlogged region in the VA nationwide is Oakland. Oakland has 32,000 backlogged claims. 12,000 of those, over a third, are waiting initial development. They haven't been looked at yet. They are just severely backlogged, and it gets worse and worse and worse every month. So the goal is, by 2015, to have all claims filed electronically and adjudicated within 125 days. That's the goal, and we're working at that at our office, doing electronic conversion. They're not going to reach that at the rate they're going now, because it's just becoming more and more backlogged. What we have found, the bright spot in the claims, is the fully developed claims process, which means you provide all the information up front, it gets sent to the VA. Within 62 days, they will approve that claim or adjudicate that claim, which is really wonderful. But we have to front-load that with all the information the VA needs, and we've seen some really good successes with that part of it.
895,000,
almost
close to a million. So it's getting worse instead of better. And in Oakland, we're at the very worst. And this has been identified in letters and in the halls of Congress, and yet nothing's happening.
And that's where we go, is through Oakland.
That's right.
Yeah, that's all of our stuff. Okay, we've got to take a break here for the news. When we come back, our guest is Bob Dunlap. We're talking veterans issues. We've talked about the home and everything goes along with that. When we come back, we want to talk about some things that maybe on the positive sense that are helping out, and some other questions we have on veterans issues. We want to talk to you about the National Guard and some Marines that were killed yesterday. Not by the National Guard. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Seven Marines based in Southern California were killed in a nighttime training mission about 150 miles east of San Diego, the result of a collision of their two helicopters.
An AH-1 Whiskey Cobra and a UH-1 Yankee Huey.
First Lieutenant Maureen Dooley tells Fox News Radio they were using a remote training facility near Yuma, Arizona that closely approximates the conditions in Afghanistan. No word on what caused the crash, and investigation is underway.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz at the White House. With the average price of regular gasoline up to $3.61 a gallon nationwide, President Obama is flying to South Florida to talk about it.
The president will be touring University of Miami's Engineering School for a demonstration on energy efficiency technology projects before giving a talk laying out new energy policy in response to rising fuel costs.
Fox News Radio's Eben Brown in Miami. Fox News. We report, you decide.
This month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Join the Redding Rancheria and Wind River Casino in presenting A Year to Remember, Saturday, March 3rd, at the Wind River Casino Event Center. Tickets include dinner, awards presentation, and silent auction. Entertainment brought to you by the Keyhole Mystery Theater. Join us in recognizing some amazing organizations, with one receiving an additional gift. All proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund. A Year to Remember, Saturday, March 3rd, at the Wind River Casino Event Center. For ticket information, call Maria Orozco at 242-4516.
Hi, I'm Mark Lascelles. Join me on Shasta Startup at 9 a.m. Friday morning as we meet two local businessmen, Chuck Kenny and Ted Bambino, who each started successful businesses in their 50s. We'll focus on the risks, rewards, and just what motivated them to become entrepreneurs. The second half of my show, you'll definitely want to listen in as Chris Foxworthy of Clarity Studios will discuss the business end of the movie industry. Shasta Startup every Friday morning, 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Abbott, 8:35 in the morning, February the 23rd. Good morning. Hey, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460, and we're chatting. We have somebody on the line. We'll get to you in a second there, Randy. I want to talk about, first of all, we're brought to you for this segment by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold. What can I say? Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for vets and seniors. They support our community, and it's just a great place. Bad Bob goes there, gets his haircut, and gets his. They even trim the hair on his back, I understand. In fact, they sprayed him one time with lighter fluid and lit him off, and that lasted longer. Is that right, Bad Bob?
Yes.
Okay. That's all you have to say. That's off Athens Avenue. It's called Cypress Square Barbershop. And on it, you can tell it's the right spot because it has man's last stronghold on the window. Not in overpowering letters, but just, you know, good. And it's a fun place to go to. And they give, like I said, great haircuts. Hey, we want to do a shout out, and we want everybody to go down to Gold Street Cafe. You know, that is still going on. Angie, who did a lot, who helped her employees, and then now is reaping the punishment for that, but from the state, again the state, they're having they're taking donations, and they're having dinners down there. Every night is a different dinner through the 25th, Saturday. Her employees are donating their time, and for this, and it's a set, and it's just a donation. It's what you want to pay for this, and it's great food. It's a great cause, and people are showing up, and they're supporting this, and they're getting close to their goal. So it's Gold Street Cafe, of course, on Gold Street, down by the railroad tracks, and between the railroad tracks and Court Street. And like I said, we've talked about it before. She is being punished essentially by the state for doing the right thing for people that needed a break. That's all I can say about it. But go on down there. We've got people in the chat room. We all went down there Tuesday night for dinner. We had a great time there, and the other people are going for breakfast or lunch. You can go anytime. Just leave a donation there to help with this. All right. Our guest, Bob Dunlap, from he's the Shasta County Veteran Service Office.
Out of the office. Hey, let me highlight a couple of positive things that we're doing, and number one is for our homeless veterans. And if we can provide some help for our homeless veterans without using government money, then I think that's just a win-win way to go. And I think we've been able to find some solutions to our homeless veterans population problems. And one of those is through the organization called Faith Works. They, of course, operate to Francis Court it's the single parent families. Housing, and August of last year, Colonel Robert Scott and I talked about doing something for veterans. Well, Colonel Scott took the lead on this, and he got some property and dubbed it House of Cornelius. And Cornelius is a figure out of the book of Acts in the Bible, and it was a Roman centurion who left his service, and then he allowed other citizens, other military citizens, to come in and stay in his quarters while they were going across the country. So what an appropriate name, the House of Cornelius, that good citizen who lodged his fellow military folks. Well, the House of Cornelius is almost finished. We're looking to take in our first residents on or about the first week in March. And so it's been renovated, and we have applications. There's 12 beds in the facility, and they have 12 on the waiting list to get in there. But it's 12 more people 12 more veteran citizens that are going to be off the street and provided some type of some guidance, some education, some housing for a while. It's just a temporary program and enough to get them back on their feet and get an apartment of their own someday. But this is just a wonderful win-win for Shasta County and for Faith Works. What a great job they've done.
And just a great example of how the community can step forward and help somebody help mm-hmm. themselves.
Yeah. And we know there's a lot more out there. At the recent veterans, the Homeless Veterans Resource Fair, we identified 178 truly homeless veterans. And there were some folks that didn't know if they would qualify, and they came by the fair anyway. But 178 that we identified truly homeless veterans. And we have some help for those folks. And it was just a great opportunity for the community to come together and show that they care about our vets and help them.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Randy, thank you for waiting.
Thank you, Colonel. Mr. Dunlap, appreciate you taking the time to listen to me. I've got some more bad news for the vets here in Shasta County. We were recently informed that the mental health division down at Mare Island has sent a notification to all of our outsourced doctors here that are serving us and helping us with PTSD issues are being cut off as of March 31st. Their funding's being cut. They have hired here in Reading 15 new counselors, it's my understanding, none of which have a whole lot of experience with PTSD. There's no vets in there. And they're going to make us come back into the clinic here in Reading to receive our treatment. And there's an uproar like you wouldn't believe. I was in a group session with my doctor and my brothers yesterday, and we talked about this, and you talk about raising anxiety level if you're kicking PTSD in all over again. We're pretty upset about this.
You should be. Now,
we're told that it's because of budget issues. And a few phone calls have been made by one of the gentlemen in the group that called some of the other regional centers, and they knew nothing about it. It's not happening in their area. The calls were made back to D.C., the Veterans Administration. They know nothing about what's going on out here. And we're putting together now letters from the vets, and we're gonna take them down south and talk to our representatives and stuff, I think, within the next week or so.
Hey, Randy,
certainly. Yes, sir.
Is this just for the California? So it's just out of our district here? Is that what it's
just
looking like? Is that right, Bob?
Our district.
Yeah, Bob. Is that? I mean, you've heard of this because you're nodding your head. So what do you know about this?
Well, good morning, Randy, and hey, thanks for bringing this to the public attention.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is something that's been cooking for a couple of months now. Dr. O'Neill and the head of the HEMA team there and I have been talking about that. Really, they are saying that it's based on finances. My concern is continuity of care, and I think that's the concern that I've heard from many veterans, that they are working with a fee basis provider, which is not a provider that works out of the umbrella of the clinic, but these are providers that are paid for by the VA, but they work in the city of Reading and the community here.
Right.
And our veterans have been seeing those folks for months
years.
And years, sometimes in some cases.
I've been with Dr. Sunday for since 2004.
Yeah. No.
And we have guys in our group now that are still not rated for PTSD, but are have been seeing him for 3 and some cases 4 years and still don't have their rating.
Right. Legitimate concern,
when
you're
Randy. Talking about the 125 days, that, you know, it takes them that long to recognize they've even got your claim.
Well, the 125 days is those 590,000 claims that are beyond the 125. I don't think we're going to see that by 2015. So what we have is Dr. Nelson and Dr. O'Neill, Pete Privett, have offered to to have a town hall type of meeting if the veterans would like to have that, a question and answer type of thing. I think you're on the right direction if you bring your concerns to your legislators, and maybe there's a way to go there. A town hall meeting, if you'd like to have me set that up, I'd be certainly happy to orchestrate that for you. But you do have a legitimate concern. I think it's one that really needs to get answers.
Randy, we're more than happy to give as much airtime to this as possible so that we can help, you know, organize this, and so that we can get down to our legislators and say, what's going on here? I mean, this is ridiculous. This is a...
Yeah.
Is this a state funding issue or a federal funding
issue? It's federal VA.
It's federal VA, but yet they're not doing it in other places. It's just us. Okay.
So is it tied to Obamacare?
Oh. I don't know.
I don't think so. Yeah. But if you'll recall, Bob, several, 4 or 5 years ago, Nelson tried to pull this, and we demonstrated out in front of the clinic, and it went away.
You're exactly right, Randy. 5 years ago, the people rose up and said, we're not going to stand for this, and it did just sort of go away.
Well, that's what maybe we can do again, Randy. Hey, Randy, we've got to take a break, but please, hey, can you give us a call afterwards and at 605-4565, and let's talk about this, and so we can organize something here, okay?
Well, I'll undo my IV drip of caffeine here, and okay. I'll get back with you, and,
all right,
and we'll see if we can't get a few guys and then talk about this.
Okay, hey, Randy, thanks so much for the phone call. Okay, we got to take a break here. Carl Linda Botland is on assignment, but we have Trish Clark here, who is just very capable of standing in and fighting all the issues with us.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, we'll be right back.
You have You want to get out of the cold? Come down to Wind River Casino and play our Royal Flush Swipe to Win for your chance to win cash, free slot play, or a brand new Legacy golf cart, plus a one-year membership at River Tasami Golf Club. Two winners. We are the only place in town that offers a chance to step up to the Royal Flush game board to win free slot play or up to $2,000 cash every Wednesday. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. The more you play, the more chances you have to win cash, free slot play, or a brand new Legacy golf cart, plus a one-year membership at River Tasami Golf Club.
Two winners.
It's easy. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't miss your chance to step up to the game board to win cash or free slot play at weekly drawings on Wednesdays. The big giveaway is on Wednesday, February 29th, where you can win cash and free slot play or your very own Legacy golf cart, plus a one-year membership at the River Tasami Golf Club.
Two winners.
For details, log on to WinRiver.com. Swipe to win. Play to win. Stay to win. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I receive more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, or call 722-0635.
Cowboy Open Party Down.
The biggest three-day rodeo in the country. April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Get your tickets now for the Red Bluff Roundup.
Call 527-1000 or go online to redbluffroundup.com.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We're running kind of behind time here after that last phone call. caught on the debate, but you know, Linda's on assignment, but Trish Clark is here. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
Hey, you know, I want to talk about two things real quick before we get back to our guest, Bob Dunlap, from the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. And we just had a bombshell dropped on us by one of our callers. Is that, you know, and on this day in 1945, the flag, it's Stars and Stripes and Marines Day, because Iwo Jima, on this day, they raised the flag on the top of Mount Suribachi for one of the probably the most famous, iconic photographs of history of the Marines raising the flag at Mount Suribachi. And I mean, it's everybody in the United States has seen this. Probably throughout most of the world has seen this photo. And of course, it's a you know, what can I say? It was this day after 4 days of fighting that had taken a huge toll on the Marines fighting on Iwo Jima that day. Also, we want to remember there's seven Marines that were killed yesterday in a helicopter crash, or last night in a helicopter crash. Two helicopters ran into each other, it appears, along the Yuma, out of the Yuma Air Base there, Marine Corps Air Station Yuma. And we can't forget, you know, is that not only are our men in combat, men and women in combat, but we're also, they're also training to get ready to go to combat. In this case, they were probably running NVGs, night vision goggles, and they had this horrible accident. So it's not just being killed in combat, it's getting ready for combat, and it's inherently a dangerous task. Combat. So getting ready for combat can also be dangerous. So I thought
and we need to concentrate more on some of that, and we need to see that in our headlines to keep people aware of the sacrifice that these families and these people are making, and that in fact people are still signing up and still serving and still being patriotic, and it's still an important part of this country.
And we're in the process now of and you know, and you know, Bob, you're here, and we're going to take another break here pretty soon. But you know, we're getting ready to downsize the military by 50,000 in the Army and 25,000 in the Marine Corps, and probably many, many more out of the other services.
Right.
And they're going to be coming back. And right now, the unemployment rate for veterans, young men and women coming back, is like well over 15%. And then they're coming back with injuries. They're coming back with, you know, with all types of different things going on. And it doesn't mean you have PTSD or you've lost a leg, but, you know, just injuries, a back injury, elbow. It's something as simple as an elbow injury, which isn't simple if you've been injured. It took the Marine Corps 2.5 months to see me after they'd already been told, after I'd been injured in an incident over in Iraq. For them to come back and tell me that, you know, because I had to wait to get down to Balboa after I'd come back from Iraq. And I was just trying to do was, hey, I'd done my year and see you guys. And I was held on active duty. So that was even back then. So we've got all of these thousands and thousands of veterans coming home being not going to, you know, that they're going to be cutting back all these, you know, all the size of the military. And we're already 900,000 behind. 550,000 of which, I think you said, have been over 120 days. Randy has just told us, and you know these cases, have been 4 years, and nobody's done any adjudication on it. How's this going to get better?
Who's thinking up all these plans and not following through?
Yeah.
Well, my job, really, and our job in the Veterans Service Office is just to keep slogging away, just keep grinding away day after day and doing the best we can with the resources we have. But, you know, I will tell you that in Shasta County, the veterans are far more taken care of, far better taken care of and loved and honored than in a lot of counties and probably any other county in the United States that I've been in. We'll just keep slogging away. We'll just do the best we can with that. And if veterans need assistance with jobs, with education, with a compensation for an injury, with a pension for a widow who lost a husband, a wartime veteran, you know, those folks, we take care of those as best we can.
And it has to be a priority, and
yeah,
that's what.
Does.
But again, back to, we need to have it at the top of the record searchlight every day. It needs to be on the Sacramento Bee. We need to be talking about the veterans and the impacts and all the laws and
we
changes
do.
And this withdrawal and bringing people back and cutting back our military force at a time when we've got all these issues in the world and all those things. But it has to be out there and be talked about by the mainstream media for anybody to know before it's too late that we've put ourselves behind third world countries in our ability to take care of this country.
Okay.
And that's what the federal government is supposed to be doing.
That's what they're supposed to be doing, and we're going to take a break on that.
The
The Shasta County Grand Jury is one of the most important and exciting volunteer opportunities you could ever hope for if you're interested in helping make sure local governments and agencies operate in the best interests of our community. Listen to former grand jury members.
The grand jury is the public's watchdog, investigating local governments and officials.
I felt it was important to watch how taxpayer money is spent.
Serving on the grand jury is very rewarding. We really made a difference and I learned so much.
The Shasta County Grand Jury. The once-a-year window of opportunity to apply is right now. If you can serve about 15 hours a week for a year, have the skills of listening, asking thoughtful questions, and helping write good reports with other interesting people, apply now at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. There's also a four-minute video there you'll enjoy watching. Go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. Do it now. ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
At North Valley Bank, you get to choose the checking account that best fits your needs. And with our electronic accounts, we're sure you'll be happy with our fee elimination options. For example, if you like electronic banking and would like to eliminate monthly fees, our Express Checking account is the perfect solution. Just sign up for e-statements and direct deposit. Or choose Go Checking. You can avoid the monthly fee when you use your debit card for purchases more than 5 times per statement month. No matter which one you choose, we'll pay you up to $25 when you trade in your debit card and unused checks from your previous bank within 30 to 45 days. That's right, $25. Choose the best account, set up your services, and say goodbye to fees. For more details, stop in, call us at 866-869-MORE, or visit us online at novb.com. North Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, I won't back down.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Botland is on assignment, but Trish Clark is here. Trish is going to be with us every other Thursday from now until all of the foreseeable future. And Linda, you know, Linda's got her shows on Thursday nights. In fact, tonight she's going to have on, they're going to be talking hormones, and they're going to be talking with doctors and, you know, things like that, you know, the women's issues like that. But then Ted Leidy, NRA instructor, is going to come on and talk guns and girls. Gee, I'm just, you know, I've already made jokes all about
makes
this.
So mind real.
It makes me take a step backwards. Raging hormones and guns with girls.
And before we go any further, I want to remind everybody that I'll see you Saturday down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds for the All About Women, a special day, the Health, Home, and Hobbies Fair that the Anderson Cottonwoods Robinus puts on every year. And
it's a great
all
job.
Of those things about women, and you guys need to come down. And if you have questions about how those hormones and those guns work and all those things, that everybody always says they don't understand women, so this is your opportunity to come down and see all those things that interest women. And we're going to be having a great time down there from 10 to 4 on Saturday down at Shasta.
Well, you know, it doesn't last long enough. If we're going to learn about women, it just, you know,
we're going
just
to refer
one
you
day.
To some reading material.
Okay, well, you know what? I don't know if I've got enough time to read that much. You know, I need
something.
It's going
to be a great day. It's a fun day down there, and there's lots of things all about women, and we just want to invite everybody down there and come down. We've got some great prizes and door prizes and fun stuff to do.
It's going to be a good time. I think we're rolling down in there for that. And the now our guest Bob Dunlap. And Bob, we've only got a couple minutes left here, but you came in wanting to talk about a number of things. So instead, we went into rants on the veterans' home, and then now this bombshell of news is that they're going to be pulling the people that have been under the care of psychologists for PTSD for the and pushing them back into the VA, which is this may not be really a great idea. I mean, you said that there was other plans before that, you know, said, hey, you know, if you get into it now, we'll grandfather those and all that kind of stuff. Now, that to me makes sense. You grandfather the ones in there, and then the new ones coming in that falls under this. That to me makes sense.
I think we still have a lot of discussion to take on this.
I think that we need to have a discussion. Okay, one good thing here before we leave.
Okay, the VA has appointed a homeless veterans coordinator, and she has an office in the VA clinic. Her name is Denise Smith. Denise has set up a homeless veterans workshop every Monday at the clinic in the education room. It's between 9 and 10 o'clock. So if we can get the word out to our homeless veterans, she does have a lot of resources available and a lot of guidance and a lot of help for our homeless veterans. So she's newly appointed, and she's a licensed social worker, so she can, you know, she can provide a lot of help for those folks. And the Vietnam Veterans of California, I'll have a meeting with them next week. They are looking to purchase a couple more properties in the Redding area, which will provide homeless veterans transitional housing. So those folks are going to come up, and they have their eye on a couple of properties. And, you know, with this 178 firm count that we had on our homeless veterans, I think we can make a big dent in that population and get those folks some help that they really need.
That's super.
That's good news. Yeah.
So before I go, let's not forget that our National Guard folks that have deployed.
That's right.
And they're over in harm's way fighting for us.
That's right.
And the veterans that we lost, the military active duty Marines that we lost last night in Southern California, and those in Afghanistan. We lost a couple more in Afghanistan yesterday.
I was going to take a look at our blog in the Time Under the Helmet. We'll be talking about both those events today.
And reach out to those families that are left behind. If you know them, reach out to them. Tell them you care. If you see them on the street, that's 200 families in our community that have been tremendously impacted.
We need to do that. You know, and we need to organize something like that. Okay, Bob, you're going to be okay over there? Hey, look, tomorrow Eric Wistrom's going to be trying to explain what's going on in the banking industry and Wall Street. I don't know if anybody can do that, but he's going to be trying tomorrow. Linda will be back, of course. And then tonight, don't forget, On the Spot with Linda Bott, I'm coming in here, frankly, just to find out what's going on myself.
At what time?
That's at 6 p.m., from 6 to 7 p.m., On the Spot with Linda Bott. It's going to be a great show tonight. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Thank you for listening to KCNR, Chef.